Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Checking the weather first, another sunny day in the Far North today. Temperatures reaching a top of 34 degrees in Cairns and 38 degrees in Mariba. Here's what we're covering today. Friday, December 9, 26-year-old dies following Gordon Vale crash. Plea to drive safely these school holidays and an airport etiquette reminder for those flying over the Christmas period. A 26-year-old White Rock man has died following a three-vehicle crash at Gordon Vale yesterday morning. Initial investigations indicate a crash occurred between a truck, a Mazda BT50 and Toyota Hilux just after 6 a.m. on the Bruce Highway. The driver of the Toyota Hilux was transported to Cairns Hospital in a critical condition where he died a short time later. Five others were transported to Cairns Hospital in stable conditions. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating the circumstances of the crash and encourages anyone with information or relevant dashcam footage of the crash to come forward. In other news, police are urging motorists in the Far North to drive like our lives depend on it, as the state's road death toll continues to rise. More than 270 lives have been lost on Queensland roads so far in 2022, compared to 266 the same time last year. Acting Inspector Jamie Deakin says the state's highest road toll was recorded in 1973 and 2022 has not surpassed that.
We're about to enter a very busy period on the Queensland roads with the school holidays and Christmas coming upon us, so we're urging everyone to slow down, exercise extreme care on our roads and obey the Fatal Five.
Those who are flying over these Christmas holidays are reminded to respect fellow passengers and staff. The Queensland Police is reminding passengers to arrive up to 2 hours ahead of their flights and maintain respectful behaviour. Australian Federal Police Detective Acting Inspector Simone Fryer says there will be consequences for those caught misbehaving.
Airports are not nightclubs and the AFP will take action against intoxicated members of the public who are disruptive, violent or threatening staff. However, we know the majority of passengers do the right thing and the AFP thanks the travelling public for their continued cooperation.
Let's take a look at some sport now. The Orange Army will band together tomorrow night to cheer on our Taipans as they take on bottom of the table Illawarra Hawks. After throwing away a 19-point lead to Adelaide last week, Taipan guard Ben Eyre says the boys are remaining focused on tomorrow's game.
I think just our energy overall, effort, second half, and yeah, just kind of just playing for each other is the main thing. Just trying to get that intensity level up and just come prepared for Illawarra.
The action taps off tomorrow at the Cairns Convention Centre from 4:30 p.m. And the 2022 Bull Masters Under 16 Youth Cup Tournament will kick off in Cairns this weekend. The tournament will run from December 11 to 15, with clubs travelling right across the state. Last year, our Far North Fusions were knocked out of the final by the Sunny Coast Scorchers. These two sides will kick off the competition, playing against each other on Sunday. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.